I think there's some things that Kip does uniquely. He did mention that he irrigates frequently. He irrigates at low volumes of water. He's not really looking so much at the water usage of the plant as he is the frequent watering and cooling that plant. It's a whole different idea that Kip has got from his green bean production. And he's adapted that to soybeans. He's really trying to cool the plant and alleviate the stress. Of course, he's watering the plant and you know, feeding the plant with water too, but that's why Kip said it'd be better if it was completely dry in this situation. But that's unique, and that's not the way that soybean irrigation has been done in the past. He also makes sure that the fertility levels are not lacking with macronutrients, secondary nutrients, and micros. Kip uses a lot of micronutrients, and Foliar applies those products. He also is protecting the crop from pests, both disease and insect. And he's doing a great job of that and making sure that those things aren't robbing bushels. But for any grower out there, and all of us in soybean production, I think the things that Kip does are things we can learn from. We can take some things and glean some things from. Even if you don't have irrigation, the way Kip manages his fertility and the way he protects his crop from the pests, from the diseases and insects is something that all growers, I think, can benefit from, as well as other practices. So it's really a lot of fun working with Kip. I've talked with a lot of growers, Kip, around Missouri and other states that are interested in trying to raise the bar. And they look to some of the things that Kip is doing. And so not only, I want to congratulate Kip not only for this great achievement of the high soybean yield, but also for spurring this interest in soybean management. I think if soybeans are managed more like corn, frankly, I think that we can do a lot more with them, and Kip has definitely shown that. So, Kip, again, congratulations. Fun working with you.